you please answer the door? It's fucking freezing out here. Hi, your wife sent me? Can I come in? I texted her and told her you didn't seem like you were here. Thank you. Right. Could you please send a photo of my face so she knows your companion has arrived? Yes, I know. I'll explain it, so just send it, please. It's part of the arrangement. Sorry, now that I'm inside, I just need to take off my coat. I take it you like my Santa's helper outfit. It's actually appropriate if you think about it, since I'm going to be helping you. Calm down. Don't worry, just let me explain, okay? Your wife sent me to be your companion for the evening and morning. Congrats, I'm your Christmas present from her. Oh, don't worry, she's got something for you to unwrap for the kids. It's something boring that kids will just see as a gift that mums give to dads, you know. But you won't be coming home until Christmas Eve. Mm-hmm. Don't worry, I have all the answers to those questions. Well, let's start by saying your wife loves you, okay? You've taken so much responsibility for everything that was going on in your lives. You've been a loving and supporting husband, a great father, and every day she feels how much you deeply love her, even though she feels like she's put you through a lot. Please, let me finish, okay? She actually told me you were going to say that. You knew what might happen, and you wouldn't force her to do that. That, sir, is the most respectable answer to your situation, and I personally commend you, but your wife feels horrible that she can't do her wifely duties. Can we sit down? Yes, I'm totally forward. Your lap looked more comfortable than the chair. Stop, it's okay, don't worry. Anyway, as I was saying, your wife looked through your browser history and then looked for companions in the area that might fit what you watched due to all the time you choose to jack off instead of cheating. So, I'm the key she's giving you to open the lock of sex partners. She's actually wanted to tell you this for years, but couldn't get her words out. I'm here as her voice to get those words out, okay? And what she wants, well, she wants you to fuck. Okay? You can do whatever you want with me. But anyone after me, you have to make sure that you are safe, protected, and you have to come home every night. You can bed other women, but you can only sleep with her when you are home. Business trips are business trips. Why me? Well, first I found the story adorable and actually gave her a discount since, well, what I'm feeling poking me, you're well equipped. Anyway, as I mentioned, she looked through your browser history and looked for a teenage brunette with tits large enough to fuck, with an hourglass shape, and someone who has a clean medical record, and would be willing to do anything. I actually keep it right here in my bra since I knew you were going to ask. Here's my ID, I turn 19 in 2 months, and I'm willing to do anything. Well, I could be a good girl. I can be your brat. I could be your mistress. I could be your slave. I could be your mommy. I'm willing to do anything. What about the girlfriend experience instead? Are you sure about that? Aw, you're so sweet. You looked for women that look like me because we look like her at this age? I'm not sure she even realises that. Look, I know you love your wife, but please, after tonight, don't limit yourself, okay? She loves you, and she wants you to be able to get the one thing she can't provide. Okay? So, are you ready? Don't worry. I'll take the lead. Close your eyes and think back to your very first Christmas with her. Now, it might not be a married Christmas, but a Christmas where you were young and in love, okay? We will begin after I count to three, right? One, two, three. I don't know what I did to deserve a man like you. Merry Christmas. I have a couple of gifts for you. The first one is, I love you. No, I will say that. I love you, and I mean it. You don't have to say it back, but the last few months have been so meaningful to me, and I don't want to live my life with anyone else. Shh. You don't have to say anything. Just let me do everything. Because I'm going to give myself to you tonight. No butt stuff, though. Look, you've been patient with me, and I know you're a little tired of handjobs. I'm going to get over my fear of your dick, and I'm going to do something about it. Sweetie, I'm tiny compared to you. This has been poking me in the ass all night. So let me do something about it. What do you mean, not yet? Okay, well, consider this a stocking stuffer then. Look, it's hard to do a sexy dance to this type of Christmas music, but look, off goes the green elf tunic. No bra. That tunic was tight enough to get me shelf ready. Off goes the barely there micro mini. Go ahead. Grab my ass. Slap it. I thought you weren't going to. I guess you always are such a gentleman. Well, I'm keeping the hat on, but the panties? Why don't you roll my panties down while my ass is in your face? That's it. It sounds like you like what you see. You want me to keep the thigh-high socks and heels on? Okay, I can do that. Honestly, rubbing my naked ass against your body feels really good. Okay, you know what? Time for you to put a little work in. Stand up. Oh, fuck. You're huge. And I love the way you hold me. My love, you'll have plenty of time for my body. Just let me worship yours a bit, okay? Really, though? This is fucking huge. I'm glad, though. Are you ready? I hope I'm okay. Honestly, I've never sucked a cock this big before. God, you're so hard. It's fucking amazing. It's perfect for us. Look, I know you don't want to do other things, but can we fuck? No, fuck. This isn't a make love dick. This is a fucking cock. I'm sorry, I don't mean to break character, but your wife told me about that story. She and I must have talked for a good 2 hours after I decided to be your wife for tonight. Yes, she knew you were going to ask me to be your wife because she knew you didn't know how to be with other women. It's okay. It's sweet. But, my loving future husband, what would be really sweet is if you fucked me for the first time without a condom. Look, on a secret, I'm ovulating. And I know you want to do all those nasty fucking things to me tonight. You want me to deep throat you. You want to fuck my tits. You want to spray my body with your cum. Well, we can do one of those things now. What was that like? Hey, mister, after I give you the wife experience, why don't we switch gears and you take the whore experience, huh? If you think that was impressive, wait till I ride you like your Santa's sleigh and I'll just be your ho-ho-ho. Now, why don't you show your wife how much you love me by fucking my face, yeah? As I was saying, I know you want to do those nasty things, but I want you to come inside me. I want you to get me pregnant. Knock me up. I want you to use that big cock to make room inside for our baby. I'm so fucking wet, and I need it. Please. We need to do this my way, though, okay? Later we can do it your way, but right now, I want you to mount me and fuck me like a dog. I don't want you to be gentle. I don't want you to try and make love to me. I want you to use me like you wanted to use me at the top of the Ferris wheel at the fair, where you paid your friend at the controls extra money to keep us at the top. Honestly, that's the highest I've ever came, and I feel sorry for the puddle he must have had to clean between my juices and your puddle of cum from when I made you jack off for me. Go on. Put it in. Oh, fuck. Holy fucking shit. You're really not wasting any time. God, that fucking hurts. Don't. No, don't stop. It's. Keep going, trust me. It'll feel better. Fuck. Oh, yes. Oh, grab my tits, okay? Reach around and squeeze them for me, yeah? Fuck, you're gonna bruise them with your fingers. Oh, my God. Oh, I love it. I fucking love your cock. Not as much as I love how you're trying to fuck yourself into my cervix, though. Oh my God. I've never had someone in me this fucking deep. I'm gonna come like this. Oh my God, I never come like this. Use me like your dirty cum whore. You fucking just slut. You cum dumpster. I want your hot and frothy baby batter deep inside my incubator. Please. Please, do you like this type pussy? Yeah? Oh, it's only for you, baby. It's yours forever if you want it. Oh my God. Oh my God. I love you. Oh, I love you so fucking much. You make me feel like a fucking goddess and a whore all at the same time. I just want to get down on my knees and pleasure you every night with my mouth. Oh, my tits. You'd like that? But mostly, you taking your North Pole and jamming it into my hot spring of a fucking wet pussy. Jesus, I'm gonna come, okay? I'm gonna come, baby. Fuck a baby into me, please. Please, come in me, yeah? Spray your hot man gravy in me. God damn it, fucking give me that nut, fuck. Oh, holy shit. deodorant to me. Holy fuck, fuck. Oh my god. Oh god, sweetie. Oh, I didn't know you could come this much. Oh my god. Oh. Oh my god. I've never really come on a cock before. I'm sorry. I just feel both of us flooding down my thighs and it's making me twitch. Fuck, okay. Can you get your phone for me? Mm-hmm. Right. Take a picture of my fucked body, then a close-up of my cum-filled pussy, and send them to your wife. Yeah? She wanted evidence you opened your gift, aka my pussy, and used it. Yeah? Do you think you could hold me, please? It's embarrassing to admit out loud, but I've never came on a cock before. No, I'm not kidding. I usually fake it with my clients. Okay. Can you kiss me? I love you. Oh, now you tell me that you love me after you fuck the absolute shit out of me. Okay, I see how it is. You don't love me, you just love my pussy, right? Well, my pussy breaks hearts. She only paid for one night. I mean, if you want to pay for another night, sure, but... Oh, not what you mean? Look, that's nice of you to say, but I personally can't afford to. Look, you were just high on the fact that you shot a week's worth of jizz into me. I'll stay with you for one more night, okay? That's my gift to you. That's so you can tell your wife that even though you're away, you're technically going to bed with your wife. Shh. You're running on emotions that haven't been tapped. Look. I love you. I loved you since I met you. And I will love you till you leave. And if we are meant to be, it'll find a way. Yeah? But I love you because of your love for your wife. And her love for you. It's something I want to be a part of, but I won't have you replace me for her. You'll go home. Your kids will run to you because daddy is home. And you'll see your wife who is tired because she's barely had a break to herself. You'll pull her into your arms and kiss her. Tell her that you love her. She'll tell you that she loves you. And this? What we have right now will dissipate. Yeah? Merry Christmas, my loving husband, for the next 2 days. Shh. It's okay. Just feel my love now. And then I'll make love to you. Hello. Yes, is asleep. Mm-hmm. I wore him out and he asked me to stay another night and I'm going to. I just want to apologize in advance before he gets home. Yeah? I just want to prepare you that there is a chance that he's going to ask if I can move in with you and the kids. Something about a studio above the garage? I told him he was high because he hasn't come with someone in so long. What do you mean, name my price?